You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream. Our special guest, in-studio guest, has now left us. State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman. We had her on for the past hour. Full disclosure, client Dimitri 2020 LLC, advertiser on this great radio station. Again, transparency with everything. She is running for re-election for the Republican primary for West Virginia. And her opponent is a guy named Joe Eddy. I don't know Joe Eddy. I never heard of this guy. But the rhinos in Charleston said, this is the guy that we're going to use to unseat Laura Wakeham Chapman. And Laura is a MAGA Nation babe. This guy, Joe Eddy, from what I can tell. Again, the rhinos support him, so what else do you need to know? But to be, you know, I'm always trying to be fair. And so I always give every opportunity to every politician, whether I endorse them or not, whether they're clients of Dimitri 2020 LLC or not, equal opportunity to come on the air to state their case and all of that. Great example was a few weeks ago, the Ohio primary. I supported 100% Mike McCormick, a great man, a lawyer. He was continues to be a Dimitri 2020 LLC client, advertiser on the station. I was all in with Mike. Good man. His opponent, also a good man, Kevin Flanagan, Belmont County prosecutor. Has done a fine job, never a complaint. He's always been good to me. I've never had a problem with any of these guys. So even though I supported Mike McCormick 1,000%, I also offered equal time to Kevin Flanagan. To his credit, he came in, did a fine job. We even broke some news regarding this double homicide in Belmont County. It was not drug-related, the Strushins. He actually broke that news on my show, so what the hell could it be now? It makes it even more interesting. But the bottom line is I gave him every opportunity to state his case, and I gave him the last word, and it worked out fine. And then Flanagan won, and my guy lost, and okay, that's just the way it goes. Welcome to life. But I have no – I've had Sean Fluharty in here, for God's sake, and he wanted to rip me a new one. Just because I mocked him because he got thrown out of West Banco because of – you know, he had there were armed security guards that had to escort him out of West Banco. This was when Sean had that big cup of some amber-colored liquid that he was drinking. I'm guessing, you know, apple juice or something. Anyway, so I just tortured him on the air. Sean, to his credit, came in, was not very happy to see me, surprisingly, but he was here, and I gave him every opportunity to say whatever he wanted to say. I have no problem with that. I'd do that today with Sean. I'd do that today with Joe Eddy, with anyone. I'd be happy to do it. I think it's fair, and quite frankly, it's also good radio. And I always give them as much opportunity as they want to say whatever it is they want. I just sit back, and then I'll ask questions, and at the end, they get the last word. I cannot be any more fair. I just can't be any more fair. So this guy, Joe Eddy, so I got to know a little bit about him. My first real run-in with him, and again, we've reached out to him. I can't tell you how many times, and I will show you the evidence on the Facebook live stream. Go to the River Talk Facebook page. And again, share this everywhere. If you're MAGA Nation, if you support Laura Wakeham Chapman, share this everywhere. The election is tomorrow. So we need your help if that's what you want to do. Anyway, so I was at the Wheeling Chamber of Commerce, Meet the Candidates night at the Pine Room at Ogilby. And the Wheeling Chamber did a great job. Jennifer and all of them, they're just lovely. It was wonderful. Not a problem. I didn't know Joe Eddy from Adam. I had no idea. And so when they had the state Senate candidates on, there were three. There was Laura, my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC, Joe Eddy, and the Democrat, Sean Fluharty, who, Sean, by the way, and I've shared this before, I couldn't get over what a good job he did. I really couldn't. I had no idea his presence on stage was just like, Jesus, this guy's pretty. It's a shame. My thought was, I didn't tell him this. My thought was, gee, it's a shame he's a liberal. I did. Oh, well. Anyway, focus. So there's Joe Eddy and Laura Wakeham Chapman, State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman, and the Rhino candidate Joe Eddy. Didn't know him from Adam. And they started asking him questions, and her. And the first one, I think, was like, well, why are you running? You know, this is the same softball questions. He had to resort to his notes to tell them why he was running. It was really bad, and it went downhill from there. You know how bad Joe Biden was, where he got all glassy-eyed and just started wandering all over the place? I couldn't help but think to myself, my God, this Joe Eddy looks like the West Virginia version of Joe Biden. Just, you know, cognitive decline. And again, I want to stress, I don't know if that is the case. It certainly looked as if that was the case. He couldn't tell time. See, with these meet the candidate nights or debates or whatever, they have timers. They've got three lights, green, yellow, red, so that the candidate has some idea of how much time there's left to say whatever the candidates want to say. And all of the candidates, both parties, all the candidates were just fine. They were all able to tell time. They'd see the green, the yellow, and then wrap it up before the red came on. No big deal, except for Joe Eddy. Joe Eddy could not tell time. Time and time again, Steinbach was saying to him, hey, your time's up. You got to, you know, I mean, he was saying it nicer than I'm saying it, but your time's up. You know, you ran over. Joe Eddy could not tell. The big takeaway, well, there were a number of big takeaways. And again, I was there. I saw it. I was an eyewitness to this. He couldn't tell time. He needed notes to explain why he was running. It was almost as if he was just kind of like drifting off. I'm not saying that there is cognitive decline. But from everything that I have heard and I've been told about him, and I tried to get independent confirmation, actually, from Joe Eddy, that this guy is a retired lobbyist. If you can't stand what's going on in terms of politics in D.C. and in Charleston and Columbus and everywhere else, Joe Eddy's your poster boy. Lobbyist, a retired lobbyist. And the thing that really got to me, in addition to everything else, is when I found out about South Carolina. It is my understanding, and again, I did reach out to Joe Eddy a number of times to get this confirmed. He lives in South Carolina. I don't know if it's a separate home or if it's in a home, a care facility of some sort. That I don't know, but the pictures are beautiful. So I was thinking maybe it's some sort of a care facility. But South Carolina, I thought to myself, well, if he's living in South Carolina, he's a retired lobbyist. Maybe he has registered to vote in South Carolina as well. Wouldn't that be a story? Here, the Rhinos are so desperate to get rid of the MAGA Nation babe, Laura Wakeham Chapman, that they're going to get this retiree, a retired lobbyist, who had been in the northern panhandle a million years ago, to drag him up here and then drag him across the finish line. But again, in fairness to Joe Eddy, although now I'm calling him Unsteady Eddy because of what I witnessed at the Meet the Candidates night in the Pine Room at Ogilvy, Unsteady Eddy, West Virginia's Joe Biden. Because I wanted to be fair to him, as I am to everyone, I wanted to get confirmation. I wanted to find out from Joe Eddy if this is true. If this retired lobbyist actually lives in South Carolina, whether it's his own home or in a home that I don't know, a care home of some sort, and if he registered to vote. Because I don't know that any of this is true. I don't know. This is what I'm being told by a number of people, but I don't know if that's true. So as a journalist, not only am I a talk host, but I'm also an investigative journalist. And Journalism 101 is you go to the person who is being accused of whatever and say, well, what's your story? Is this true? What's your side of this thing? Which is what I do. Here are some examples of what I've done. And I'll share these with you. And I made copies for our Facebook live stream audience here. Last month, I sent a text to him. I'll read this to you. Media inquiry. That would be me. Hello, Mr. Eddie. Would you please confirm or deny two rumors we are hearing about you during your campaign for the Republican Party nomination for West Virginia State Senate District 1? Do you have a home in South Carolina? If so, what is the address and how long have you lived there? And did you ever register to vote in South Carolina or another state? If so, when and what states? Thank you. Be well. Dimitri, Dimitri 2020 LLC, and my phone number. I sent this last month. This is back in April that I sent this. Thinking that, well, he's going to respond, either say yes or no or whatever. Okay, fine, no big deal. That's just journalism. That's what you do. Instead, I get this. And I must tell you, enough with the crickets. Thank you. I was a little surprised. Because if he was not a resident of South Carolina, if he had not registered to vote in South Carolina, I think it would have been pretty easy for him to send a text saying no and no. Well, here, you and I can play along here. You, my listener. Hey, do you live in South Carolina? Have you voted in South Carolina? Your answer will probably be no and no. You hear how easy that is to say the rumors aren't true? Just two words, actually one word said twice. No. No. No, I don't live in South Carolina. No, I don't vote in South Carolina. This is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. This is not even rocket surgery. And I mean that literally. Nothing with this. So I sent a follow-up text just to make sure the thing went through. Because I didn't get anything indicating that it did not go through. And the follow-up text was test, test, test. That usually gets their attention, actually. It usually gets their attention. It's like, oh, okay, this guy knows that, you know, he'd sent it and I've not received any, not got a reply. Again, nothing. Well, that's not enough. I then went to his web page, the Joe Eddie for info at Joe Eddie for WVU, whatever. And here's the email I sent to him. Hi, Mr. Eddie. Have you been getting my text messages? And I included images attached of my text messages, screenshots of my text messages. Have you been getting my text messages? The first was sent last month, back in April. We still have questions about your residence in South Carolina and where you've registered to vote. Attached, please find screenshots of the text messages we had sent. We look forward to your reply, and we'd be happy to have you as our guest on our talk show. Please advise, Dimitri, be well, Dimitri 2020 LLC. So here I'm bending over backwards to give this guy a chance to tell us that he is not a retired lobbyist who lives in South Carolina, who votes in South Carolina. Text messages, email. Why would he not deny that? Unless, of course, maybe. Here's one explanation. Maybe he can't deny it. Now, why can't he deny it? Well, there could be cognitive decline, or he can't deny it because it's the truth. I've got more.